Okay, take a few deep breaths and very gently. Don't do anything quick or rash. Just allow yourself to gently come back to the circle here. You don't have to close off any dimensions. You don't have to close off your light. Notice what it feels like if you do close it off. See if you can maintain kind of a background awareness of that inner eternal light. Without attachment, just a knowing, and allow it to be part of who you are. And you may feel yourself recoagulating, recentering. Would anyone like to share any part of their experience or have any questions? And when you speak, be very, very gentle. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
This is Penny. This weekend, we had a funeral and gave me an opportunity to be very grounded, and my experience was the children of my nieces and nephews were present at funeral, and I was so happy to see them. They were perfect. Every single one of them was so perfect. And I rejoiced in them. And they responded to that. I could feel it. So I was in my heart, experiencing all that is and experiencing the truth of myself. So I just am absolutely stunned at the truth of it all. And I am so happy to be here with all of you. I feel like I should say amen. Oh, amen. This is Carla. I've had, when you asked us to feel our biology, I felt so much joy in my cells. I had, they were shaking, jumping joyfully. I think all the fluids within my cells were bubbling for joy. And it felt so incredibly beautiful. And the surprise was that I felt so comfortable the whole time we were sinking into ourselves. It was such a blessing. Thank you, Sarah.
And I love that you were a biology teacher, weren't you?
Okay. Oh, I loved it. It was such a wonderful connection tonight, and I just so happy. Thank you. Thank you.
Was anyone struggling during that?
This is Noelle.
Uh-huh.
I was, but I wasn't going to share. Everyone's so happy, and I love that everyone feels so loved and happy, but I felt so frustrated and uncomfortable the entire time. And I couldn't get past it. And I was wondering if it's because you all have been on this journey together so long, and like maybe they've gotten so advanced that I'm just too far behind. I don't know, but I couldn't at all get past discomfort.
Okay, so that's not unusual, and it's not because everyone is more advanced than you. I have been in that place many times. But what'll happen is the transmission will come through to you just at a different time. And I have sat through many times with my teachers where I have been in that space. And I now know to trust that something was going on. Things were getting loosened up, things were getting cleared and stirred up that will eventually fade into the background. So sometimes it just doesn't happen in the moment during a ceremony like this, but it does come through eventually. So don't think of yourself in any way as wrong. It's just however the stars are in your chart tonight, really. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Please don't. Yeah. It just happens. And I have experienced it many times. So, thank you for sitting through
Yeah, help.
it.
Thank you for sharing and for asking.
Yeah, it's pretty normal that there will be people in the group that aren't as comfortable with it. It's just, I don't know, kind of the bell curve of it all. So I
Oh,
don't
yeah.
want to ignore, the everything that's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to share, Sarah and Noelle. Thank you, Noelle, for sharing that, because I also was struggling a bit at times. I kind of really appreciate, Sarah, how you said sometimes it's hard to find that love within yourself, because I felt today was so much of a inner critic day. Inner critic was loud today. And I really appreciate that you shared that sometimes it is challenging. But yeah, I did notice a little of my mind and fear trying to hop in there to kind of be a bit of a distraction. And I appreciated what you shared about going back and connecting with Mother Earth and receiving that nourishment, you know.
We're in ceremony and we're receiving something that is beyond our conditioned being. And when it's hard to expect every single person in the circle to be in the same place. There, it just doesn't happen. But the more you experience ceremony like this, you come to realize, well, if not now, it'll happen. I did receive something and it's not lost, it's in me and it'll pop up and make itself known as it integrates in my being in kind of a background way. So the background programs are working. But I've sat through week-long retreats like that. I mean, it's, not fun.
Well, I appreciate your candidness and your, being authentically, like, right, it's not always, gonna be amazing, but I do feel like I could feel some density definitely shifting.
Good, good, wonderful. So,
Thank
it,
you.
yeah, there's just days.
And Sarah, I'd also like to iterate. There are plenty of voices that were going on in my head, but then I was always like, is this my heart speaking? And the answer was always no. And so I would drop back into my heart, but I definitely peeled through a lot of those similar voices that other people were acknowledging, but it wasn't coming from my heart, so I just let it go.
Thank you. Know, we shouldn't be intimidated by any of the experiences people have. We're practicing here, and we're creating an environment where we can practice in new ways. And sometimes just the old stuff hangs on until it finally lets go. And then we're okay with it.
This is Ananda, and I was certainly having a lovely deep meditation. And when you started listing off, if you're getting a transmission, you feel this, or you see this, or you notice this, or and I was hearing the list and going, I'm not aware of any of that. And so I almost started crying halfway through it, and I felt my throat getting very tight and choked up. And then, yeah, exactly what you said. I just moved into the place of, okay, I'm not aware of any of this. I trust that it's happening. I invite it within my being. I embrace it. I celebrate it. And inshallah, when it starts permeating through, maybe I'll have some awareness, but I've just even had to let go of this trying to grasp for wanting awareness and just falling into trust that, okay, it's happening, even if I'm not aware of it.
You know, that's the if we could just sit in silence and everyone felt like they were getting what they needed, that would be my preferred way of being together. And yet the way we learn about the subtle world is by someone giving voice to it. So I try to kind of walk a line between balancing, verbalizing something that is subtle, that would might be overlooked or not noticed, and help someone tune into something, and knowing that at any moment that could knock someone off their bliss state, or it could make them feel less than. And it's a fine line that I try to walk with this. And there's also this maturity that we need to bring, which is not spoken about very often in the spiritual world. It's not voiced, about being able to sit with our discomfort and being patient and loving with ourselves until we feel a shift into a more comfortable space. And that requires a lot of maturity and patience and a good relationship with self. And one of the issues with the Western world, and I've brought this up before, is that we can talk about or point out some of the subtleties of our nature, but if we still have a lot of self-loathing in ourselves, which all of us have, we breathe it in the air, and we don't know how to work with that, then it makes it difficult to be engaged in spiritual teachings. And that's something the Western mind in general is working through, I would say, on a whole level. But the practice of not letting yourself, like you did, you brought yourself back, Ananda, of not letting yourself sink into that self-loathing is a huge concentration practice. Which is necessary. And it also brings us back to life and how we're handling our everyday life and how we're responding to the events in our life, and how we're growing into a more mature response to life. All of it's intertwined. And so guiding a meditation is tricky. And I just there if you knew the detail that I'm leaving out, there's a lot that I could be describing that that I don't, because I don't want people to feel like they're not doing something or not seeing something. But as you practice, more and more will open up to you and hopefully infiltrate your life in a way that you can maintain a steady awareness of that inner connection so that it forms the strength and steadiness within you. And that's what we're practicing. We're practicing developing that steady strength, that steady knowing that we can fall back into when we're pulled out of it.
Sarah, it's Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to thank everyone who's been talking because I too struggled through this tonight. And my question is, if we're all struggling, how does that affect the circle?
It doesn't.
Okay.
That's
Okay.
a good question.
Because I was feeling like, oh, this isn't working for me tonight. I hope I'm not affecting others.
Right. This was a very high teaching that came in tonight. I was surprised that it came in as quickly and powerfully as it did. So everyone received a blast tonight. And sometimes, and it's very often in the second class, if you go back, some of you go back to the second class of our six class series, and you'll see that there's a momentum that's created that a lot of people feel uncomfortable about, but the transmission is coming down regardless of coming into us, regardless of what we're doing. There is this grace and blessing that is available, and it's happening, and it will ripple through each person's consciousness. It's being seeded. And so, but for those of you who have been in a lot of these 6 week sessions, if you look back at the second week, there's always something powerful that happens, and most people are complaining about that class more often than any other class in the series. But it's the most powerful class too. So we can't do anything to destroy it.
Okay.
It's more powerful than any of us individually. So you can't wreck
Thank you.
it. Okay.
This is Laurie.
Uh-huh.
I have to remind myself, kind of on the opposite spectrum of that. Last week, I checked out for the entire class and, this week, I actually did a meditation around 6 o'clock that I knew would, I would just kind of check out for a little while so that that wouldn't happen during class. And it didn't happen for the whole class tonight, but what you're just talking about actually helps me with that too. I know you've said it a million times, that what comes through needs to come through, and if I'm not hearing your voice anymore, and I go, that's still wonderful, and it's happening. So that's helpful. And the other thing I wanted to share,
Oh, can I just want to interrupt 1 second. That's preferable.
really.
Yes. If you don't hear me anymore,
I always feel like I'm missing something,
no, that's why we record these. If you want to go back and hear what happened, that's fine. But the fact that you go so deep that you don't hear me, that to me is preferable.
Well, since I always, I'll say to myself, oh, you were too tired. That was the problem. But then tonight kind of proved that that's not the only issue because I checked out during a meditation at 6 o'clock. So, but the other thing I wanted to share tonight, this is the second time I've had this happen, just in the last week, where, let's see. So last year, right around this time, I was on a retreat and I had an experience of going into my heart, and I so appreciated your son, description, because that's a year ago what I experienced. It was like my heart was the sun, and this, like kind of almost explosion just sort of came out, in front of me. And it was a wonderful experience. But what happened tonight and another time this week, it wasn't just this, you know, these rays that shot out in the front, it was everywhere. So
Right.
I think I can explain this, but there wasn't a direction that it wasn't, you know, radiating from my heart. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does.
Yeah. So that was, and tonight was even more powerful. I don't know, remember what I was doing that made that, you know, something I was meditating. But tonight, because we were sitting here for so long, and talking about that, I was able to really, really be in it, and then it just filled everything around me. And I was it, you know. And so I'm grateful for this expansion of experience. I'm not sure, you know, what it where it's going and what it means and all of that, but it doesn't matter. It's was wonderful.
Right, that's the immersion of the transmission. And your being has it. So it will, I say it'll wiggle through your being and make itself realized in your life as your soul timing allows for it.
Thank you.
Hey, Sarah, it's Russell. I just want to share one thing. It must have been 6 years ago when I probably first listened to one of your free meditations on your website. It was like the really simple 11-minute introduction to grounding. And something you shared in that stuck with me. And I share it with clients too when I'm working with them. It's just like when you're having us connect and you said, your feet might be tingling, they might be hot, they might be cold. You went through like a laundry list of sensations, or even like if you're not feeling anything at all, that's perfectly what you're supposed to be feeling in the moment. And I think that's always stuck with me in a really profound way. And it's like let go of the expectation of, oh, I should be feeling something, or if somebody else is feeling this, why aren't I feeling that? I've just always believed and trusted that whatever I'm feeling, even if it feels like nothing, it's still exactly what I need to be feeling. So I guess I just wanted to share that out with everybody.
Oh, that was a great transmission. Thank you.
Blessings to all.
That's the challenge, is to feel okay in the moment, no matter what. And that is the hardest thing for a Western mind to experience, to be okay in the moment. Which is, like a child. If a child's lucky to make it to 3 or 4 years old without having been tainted, but they feel okay doing whatever they're doing. And notice that when you can notice the how you're not feeling okay. And it can be very subtle. I mean, you could be happy, you can feel, generally fine, but there can be this undercurrent of I'm not okay. And that's where the switch, you want to be noticing that and let that drop, ground it, let it sink into Mother Earth and release. And then see how you feel once that is redeposited into the earth as fertilizer. And you become nourished instead of malnourished. Okay. Well, okay. Think about all of the second classes. If you go back for a couple of classes and you review what happened in the second class of each series, it was always kind of a left turn or a right turn. It deposited a huge amount of energy into the group that we then digest for the rest of the time. So if it was uncomfortable, I'm sorry, but thank you for living through it. And there's no way you could ruin it. Okay. So anything, any last comments? Okay. So, beautiful comments on the class page. This week, I love reading your insights and realizations and love having you express yourself on the page. So let's continue and we'll see what happens this week. So many blessings. Oh, go ahead.
Sarah, this is Ananda. How does one sign up for the solstice meditation? I can't seem to connect with that.
I don't have it on, and I don't think I'm going to get to it. We're going to do the solstice meditation in our class next week because it's actually on Monday, the solstice, and I do have to take it off the page. I'm just not feeling doing anything extra right now. And if I was guided to do it, I would do it, but I need to take it off the page. But we'll be doing that. I don't know if you noticed the note and somewhere I wrote it, maybe on the by the recording on the class page, I wrote that we'll be doing the equinox meditation during this class next week. It happens at like 2:22 in the afternoon that day. So we'll be in the sphere of the energy. Okay. Thank you for reminding me. I will remember to take that off tomorrow. So thank you. I know I had put several things up. I'm not going to be, there's just a whole lot that's just not going to happen this year. It's just the guidance isn't there for it. And, you know, like the foundation classes, I'll see if I get to one of those again. But I'm just changing so fast, it's hard to keep up with it. I'm just going through a huge growth spurt at my old age. So things have to shift around a bit. And I'll, for those of you going on the retreat, I'll be sending out an email in the next day about our get together and starting to rev that up. So look for that. And I had no idea that the solstice, the equinox was going to be on the same night as our class, but that worked out just beautifully. So we're good for that. Okay. Okay. So we will meet next week and let's see what happens for everyone this week. Many blessings.